The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday.
Good morning.
September the 12th, 530-605-4567, in case you have something to say about this weekend. Or just feel like saying good morning. KCNR1460.com is how we're streaming. Hop into our chat room, as many do. Shout out to everybody that's not able to be with us today. You know, I mean, because the radios are too far away or they don't like computers.
Well, we've met a few.
One or two. Hey, a lot of stuff going on this weekend, this past weekend. You know.
Well, let's talk about what happened this weekend.
Well, you had the 64th annual Asphalt Cowboys barbecue that went off. We had, of course, the Library Foundation's event on Saturday night. At Wind River. No, it wasn't. It was at the city.
Let's get our facts straight. Okay. We were at the Civic.
Can I give you guys a cup of coffee?
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's KCNR 1460. Okay, what happened this weekend?
We had the Shasta Library Foundation event that we did at the Civic.
Almost got into two fights that night, Bob.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Well, he was Ricky Ricardo. He actually sprayed his hair.
He didn't spray his hair.
His hair was black. He carried the conga, and he was Ricky Ricardo. I was Lucy, of course, with the 7-foot showgirl outfit on. You should have seen that driving down the street. I had to drive backwards.
You had that Carmen Miranda look there.
Yeah, yes, like with that. Red hair and big lips.
I patted people I knew. I patted them on the back. Turns around like,
lips.
Hey, and I went, hey, what? And then it takes them a little bit to recognize me because the hair was very dark and kind of like pushed on top of my head. And the only thing I could think of was, is this stuff, because Saturday, of course, in Sunday morning, was the time for the 9/11 memorial, the 15th anniversary of it, and I was the guest speaker there. And I was thinking to myself, is this stuff going to come out of my hair? I mean, you think about it. I mean, it's supposed to. But what if I got that one can of stuff that when you go in to wash it off, it doesn't come out? So now I've got dark, gray, streaked hair that I'm supposed to go out there and talk to people with. I mean, you know, but as it turns out, the can of spray did exactly what it said it was going to do. I stepped in the shower, the water hit it, and I was covered in black dye or whatever.
It was a lot of fun, and of course, the people worked so hard to create this fantastic event. Every year it gets better. It was called Taste of Cuba. So there were the old, beautiful 50s Chevys, two on stage, one down on the floor. There was a cigar roller, really, the real guy.
Don Felice.
The real guy who was there rolling cigars. That was a big hit. And, of course, Pat Karch came out with this different group of guys and a gal who did salsa music. And there were two salsa dancers that encouraged people to salsa dance. So it was a fun night. They raised money. You know, people, it's all a donation, folks. It's all a donation. So, you know, Carl, it was
over 2 million people visit our libraries at Bernie Anderson and Reading. And there's counters on the doors when you come in. Now, it doesn't mean unique visitors. There's a lot of people come, of course, go back and forth. But still, that many. I mean, I don't think that they've got, you know, parts of their team running back and forth all day long just to get counts. But the ceremony yesterday, Bob, you were there, and yeah. Bob provided, not only provided all the sound for the ceremony, but also sound bites for Channel 7.
I haven't even seen what they did.
It was good. It was good.
It was good.
You were in a little, your svelte self out there. Mm. No, I mean, it looked good and it sounded good. Okay. They had a really nice. I think it was nice coverage from both our local channels.
Yep.
There.
It was
really
good to see them out there.
Them. Yes.
Covering something besides how horrible everything is.
And not only that, but the Record Searchlight had a really nice article in it. Also, I thought. You know, I mean, and because of what it meant, all the people that were there talking to the people, and so that was good too. So big shout out. And Record Searchlight's going to be here today. Under fire, probably, but we'll be here today so we can say the good things. Hey,
well,
we haven't done the weather.
Well, not yet, but let's continue on with the fact that, and we will do that in a minute as we finish with Sunday's events. Of course, everybody was in wild anticipation last night to see that when the games came on, were they going to kneel or were they going to stand? And of course, we watched.
And
we
who
came.
Cares?
And it was a big deal for a lot of people. Especially in fact, it was 9/11. It was a really big deal for a lot of people. So, Carl, what was your take on what we saw? Actually, the coverage. We couldn't see it live, but of course, the coverage of what we witnessed last night.
I saw. I said yesterday at the ceremony that there are people now. People are going to go back after the ceremony and they're going to watch football and they're going to see people. Some people that are going to protest, and they're going to do it by not standing for the national anthem. They'll be kneeling or something like this. I said it's a blip on our. It's just a blip, an insignificant blip, really, of a few people trying to hijack the NFL for their own political stances. I think, frankly, yes, they absolutely have the right, and I think I pointed that out yesterday, too. They absolutely have the right, and that's what we all fought for, was their right to do that. I find it a short-sighted, naive look at today's society and how far we've progressed and how far we are, and we're still progressing, and yet to blame the whole country, to cast aspersions on the whole country also means is that you don't, when you don't honor the flag, you're not honoring your president, I shouldn't say your president, but you're not honoring the history and where this and the people that fought for this country and where this country's going. I mean, look from where we've been in 1960 when Lyndon Johnson and the Republicans passed the Civil Rights Act. And it was Lyndon Johnson, a Democrat, having to have the Republicans help him pass the Civil Rights Act. And where we've come from then. I mean, I was involved in the Civil Rights Movement back then, many, many, many years ago when you're in college, and this is the thing to do. But it was the thing to do because it was for equal rights for people. No matter what your color or your religion, it's equal rights. And the point is now is that these multimillionaire men who are playing a child's game are making statements that they really have. It's like they have no sense of history. No sense of history and where it's been in this country and where it is now and where it's going. See, there is no sense of history because they're sitting there in an entitled position that, by the way, they only made it there through the hard work of their teammates as a team. Yes, they've shown outstanding ability to be at that level. But their ability that was shown was because of a team, like our country is a team. So when I see things like that, I don't get too excited about it because I think of them as naive millionaires who really don't have an idea what's going on, don't know their history, don't know where we're going with this. They don't see the fact we are a shining beacon, that people want to come to this country. And one of the things that happened yesterday, and it was very touching to me, was not Bob making strange noises, but the I had a Chinese gentleman.
Oh, that's good. Share that.
This Chinese gentleman came up to me, and he said, you're so right about this country being the beacon. He says, there are so many people, my relatives or people I know back in China. They're 90 years old. They still want to come to America. The people that want to come and immigrate, they don't want to go to France or Germany or Europe or other places. They want to come to America because America offers hope. It offers freedom. It offers all of these.
You can be all that you can be.
You can. You can build yourself into a business dynamo, or you can have a small business that feeds you and your family, and you're happy. But you have the freedoms here. And when he said that, I was very touched by that, and I hope that I said thank you to him, but I don't think I got a chance to really tell him how much I appreciate what he said, because it's absolutely true. Dr. Paiyush Dhanuka comes in here and says it every time he's here, that this is the nation, this is the place in the world that people are willing to die to come from, to come to. They will risk their lives to come to our country. And when I see these overpaid athletes kneeling because they don't want to pay homage to the flag, oh, our country's got these problems. Well, every country has its problems, but you and your lack, your sense, your lack of history, your lack of education, obviously, on these types of where our country has been, where it is now, where it's going to, just pays. You know, what it does, it reflects back on them, not on our country at all. Not on our country. Okay. We need to move on.
How about some weather?
Yeah, let's do. Okay, it's currently 57, and Bob, you're. It is officially a red flag warning.
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean?
Red flag warning, which will be in effect till this afternoon, means low humidity, high temperatures, and gusty winds. That means any fire that gets started will move very, very quickly. Please be extra careful. We've already had a couple of close calls, including, tragically, the loss of several homes up in the city of Shasta Lake.
Because of a drunk driver.
Yeah. So that tells you, that started from a traffic accident.
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Any spark will ignite a blaze, and some of our worst fires have been started by sheer stupidity. So please don't be stupid.
So sunny and hot today with our highs of 88. Talking about gusty winds today, so be careful there. It could go up to a high as 25 miles per hour. Tonight will be a low of 61. Tomorrow calls for a high of 84, mostly clear tomorrow with 58. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather, they are our weather sponsors. Locally owned and operated, they give veteran and senior discounts. 365-793, that's Shasta Gas Propane. Should we talk about how we slept well last night?
Oh, of course. This portion of the show is brought to you by our Sleep Number bed and us. Because we're in that Sleep Number bed.
Well, after doing the event and being Lucy in high heels for probably we were there 4 or 5 hours maybe, and then yesterday singing jazz on the veranda and being in high heels, I could not wait to put my feet up and have a good night's sleep, and that happened in the Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting at 40.
My Sleep Number setting 60, and this is the greatest time in of the year to get one of these mattresses. Mattresses that are rated number one by Consumer Reports, made in America, they're guaranteed. We've had nothing but just, great sleep. And when you think about it, man, when the one leg of that stool of health, of exercise, diet, and sleep. You need sleep to recover from all these days. And why not the Sleep Number? It doesn't get any better than that. And, of course, with the Sleep IQ technology, which helps you find that exact right setting. And right now, all beds are on sale, and it's the final days to save 50% on the Labor Day limited edition bed. It's just in the final days of this. It's going to just go for another few days, and you're going to not have this chance. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center.
Now let's take a break here.
And go see Brian or Janice and see them and talk to them about the Sleep Number bed.
Sounds great. All right, we're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460.
Reading Bank of Commerce started in Reading over 30 years ago and is currently the only bank headquartered in Reading. As a local community bank, Reading Bank of Commerce can provide their customers the best of both worlds. An educated and highly skilled staff who will work diligently to provide exceptional customer service, as well as innovative products, services, and technologies. In March 2016, Reading Bank of Commerce expanded their branch network to include Palouse, Corning, Orland, Willows, and Yreka. And they are focused on supporting the Northern California communities they serve. Reading Bank of Commerce will continue to offer a variety of quality products and services designed to meet your financial needs while remaining flexible as those needs change. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
A true rock and roll legend, Eddie Money live in concert. Friday, September 16th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see Eddie Money perform his timeless hits such as Baby Hold On To Me. Two tickets to Paradise. I Want to Go Back and Take Me Home Tonight. Not only can he write, sing, and play, but he's a natural performer. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. Ask any concert goer, and they'll tell you that he retains his signature style and performs with passion. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Eddie Money. Eddie Money. Live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, September 16th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to KCNR, 1460.
Welcome back.
It's 7:22 in the morning and this beautiful...
Welcome back to the Linda Butt Show.
He's moving you along, honey.
Moving me along. Moving me right
along.
Okay,
let's talk about it. You want to go into headlines? You want to go into... Okay, so many people know. Thank you, Bob Belongi, by the way. You always give great... Bob has been
with us. Bob gives great music.
He gives great music. He's a good friend. He supports us. He's just been wonderful. He's so smart. You know, he put this whole studio together, and he has been with us since the day we hit the air. We couldn't do it without him.
You know, there's times when I wanted to put up a live camera, and then I think better of it.
Oh, you should do that. You know, it might change Linda's behavior.
Well, it is a scientific fact that if you observe an event, you affect the event.
There you go. So, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merit and Aaron Richard. Here, Aaron is an accomplished top producer agent with an in-depth knowledge of the whole Northern California real estate market. And if you're looking in Redding, Anderson, or any of the places surrounding here, she has got listings for all of those places, whether you are looking for that perfect home or that next property you want to buy, or you're trying to sell yours. Aaron Rickert, and her webpage is Rickert, R-I-C-H-A-R-T, realestate.com, or give her a call at 949-9103. We know Erin, and she's a hard worker. Hillary collapses.
I have
at the 9/11.
At the 9/11, I've got a. Okay, so you know, I go between in the morning. I go between USA, Huffington, and Drudge. I just kind of flip between the three.
Huffington and Drudge. Headline. They're very similar.
Well, no, that's just it. So I want to see what they're saying. So.
Drudge has her almost dead.
Okay, Drudge on the top. Here's what it says. Clinton struggles to walk.
Well, it was more than that.
Wait, let me finish. Knees buckle, loses shoe. Washington Post declares health now an issue. Drudge vindicated. Medical history now under microscope. Life-threatening disease could alter election. Press left in dark. No probe into flaring hyperthyroidism at Nishimoto's. Flashback 2005, Hillary faints during speech. Flashback 2012, Clinton falls boarding plane. The roughest week. Dems full panic. Why did campaign lie?
Well, you know,
this is reading like a supermarket checkout line.
It is, you know, but the thing is that if you looked at the, she has health problems. I mean, that's just it. She has health problems. And if you saw, you would have never seen any of this if a person with a an iPhone camera, hadn't been standing out there, and got the photo or got the video stream of her walking to the, being helped to her Secret Service vehicle, and then she collapses. And, I mean, they literally caught her, and her head went down, and it was like they took an unconscious person and put her into the into that vehicle.
Right.
Now, I hope that there's nothing wrong with yeah. Hillary Clinton. Nobody does.
Worst
and even
case
Trump,
scenario is if she's unable to complete the yeah. election cycle. That's a worst case scenario because we have a crisis then. There would be a, you know,
well,
the election
would have to be
called off and or delayed, and that's a big
no,
can
it
of worms.
No,
you don't think? You don't
of
think
course
so.
Not. No, of course it wouldn't be called off.
Why not?
Well.
Which is his vice president?
Pence is going to have to pick up the mantle and run with it. You know, and that may be the scariest thing for the Republicans if Pence ran. Because people can, you know, who's Pence? And couldn't they get behind him? But here's the thing. The point is, though, is that everybody's been poo-pooing this whole thing about her when she fell and had a blood clot and the other blood clot she's had. And even, you know, all those Republicans, all the media. But now, the Washington Post, everybody's saying, hey, come on, you need to come out and tell us what's going on with her health. And then I heard today they said, well, you know, look at Roosevelt and Kennedy. They both had problems, and they were considered strong, dynamic presidents. Oh, they were for a portion of their candidacy, their presidency. But let's talk about that. At the end of Roosevelt's presidency, he was weak. He was dying, and he went to the Potsdam Conference, and he gave away Europe, Eastern Europe, to the Soviets. Harry Truman would not have done that. But Roosevelt was weak and dying, and he did. And let's think about JFK. You know, people are kind of like, oh, you know, he's kind of like he's idolized. He's an icon. However, John Fitzgerald Kennedy had feet of clay. I mean, let's not forget about this. All his, you know, his hundreds of mistresses, his long-term relationship with a woman who was the mistress of a mafia, you know, leader. The assassination attempts he ordered on Castro, the other things. But let's also remember the Bay of Pigs and that Cuban Missile Crisis. These were done, this man was on some pretty heavy drugs during this time frame, as everybody will tell you. How much of that was brought on? How much of these things that he did were brought on by heavy drugs? Now we're asking to take a look at a woman who is 68 years old, which is, by the way, my age. I'm strong as a horse. So I'm not saying anything about the age because you can go on and on and on. But she's having physical problems. Her doctor says it was pneumonia. That we told her, you know, she's going to have to start getting some rest. Well, I understand where she went to the 9/11. I mean, you almost have to go to the 9/11 ceremony there in New York. But then she collapsed. What happens if she's facing Putin? They're eyeball to eyeball, and she collapses because of an ailment we don't know about, and they're not going to tell us. They kept secrets during the Roosevelt administration. They wouldn't even show movies of him or a video of him in a wheelchair. They wouldn't even show it. They, you know, they restricted it. And Kennedy, the press covered for Kennedy. They would no longer do that. Kennedy would be lucky. Kennedy wouldn't even win the primaries right now if he had the same behavior as he had back then. I mean, for all these hardcore Democrats, think about it. Think about the press today. And do you think Kennedy would have even gotten out of the primaries with some of the things he was done, unless he completely, totally changed his life? So I'm just saying is that we have to have somebody that's strong because this is a tough, tough job. Look at every one of the presidents that have been in there 8 years.
Yeah. Well, today, these days, JFK would be considered a reactionary.
Well, he'd be a Republican, probably. But well, then we'd be all for him. Oh, just ignore that Crohn's disease. Oh, no, just ignore that. Oh, no, they were just a couple of girlfriends, but they all were at least not working for him. Anyway, it was one of the things that Clinton idolized Kennedy, maybe too much, maybe that portion of the Kennedy lifestyle. Anyway. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got a lot of things going on today, including Record Searchlight. What do you got here, hon? Right, we're here at the end.
Well, we were talking about the Department of Veterans Affairs. The VA quit sending performance data to the National Healthcare Quality Site. I know that you've had just been around a lot of veterans. You're smiling right now, so that's a disgusted smile.
Well, it's a disgusted smile. It's just kind of more of a grimace than
a
smile.
Yeah.
You know, the
grimace,
you know, the VA. I mean, you know, Obama and all of his promises and all these. Oh, we've done all these things. You know what? You know, it's all a bunch of hokum and BS. That we've got at the lower levels, our people are working their butts off to help, and it gets up to the higher ones. They don't know what they're doing. They've got inept management in there, and there's nothing you can do. It quit sending the VA quit sending performance data to National Healthcare Quality Site because it was abysmal. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 14.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 7:34 in the morning right here. It's 57 degrees going up to, is that 88 today? Is that right?
Yes.
I will double check it, but that's
yes,
seems current, to be
the
right.
High will be 88.
I can't read the, I can't read the
high will be 88 today. Yes.
Hey, Weather Report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, Businesswoman of the Year, Business of the Year, and that's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Whether you're looking for somebody for short term care because you've had an injury or an accident and you need some help around the house, or long term in-home care for your loved ones that can't get out. It's better keeping them in-home where they feel better and they're a lot more comfortable. Well, the one place you want to go to is Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. She interviews each family to make sure she has the right person with them. Every one of her compassionate caregivers has been personally interviewed by Sharon, but also has gone through a very extensive background check. They're vetted, they're bonded, and they're insured. You can't get any better than this. If I tell you what, if your parents were needing in-home care, Linda.
Absolutely.
It would be Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, 226-8350. Okay, we're here with Audrey DeLong, who is, and I see it's because it's Monday, and I go, and we have, people come in here because they've got something they're doing, so Audrey DeLong. So I said, okay, so why are you here? And she looks at me, she says, to talk. And I said, okay. And I said, what's it about? And you said, I guess me. And then it dawned on me, oh, yeah.
You're the one everyone's been talking
about. You're the one.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Welcome to our show this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell us who you are.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay, should I read some of the information?
Okay, well, how about if we help out a little bit?
Okay, I go onto your website this morning, and of course, if we want you to know, you do a lot of speaking.
Presentations and
speaking. Well, it's the same kind of thing about what you've been through, and you've touched the hardest of hearts who maybe get, crestified, if you will, just from life. And I went to your website and it's a little bit about Audrey. He's saying this. I was diagnosed with stage 3 ovarian cancer in 2001 and have been to hell and back because of it multiple times. Cancer spurred me to live, and since that diagnosis, I've traveled to Bali for my initial yoga training. I'm now an experienced 200-hour registered yoga teacher, a trained SUP stand-up paddleboard, and SUP yoga instructor. I've been an EMT on an ambulance and in the ER, a ski patroller in Southern California, and I'm currently working to complete my 1,000 hours to become a professional yoga therapist. I'm a lifeguard and have guarded at oceans, lakes, and pools since 2005. I graduated university with a bachelor's degree in education and love people, adventure, God, a good tea, whether it be fermented or green sunshine, and hammocks.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And now, and you see, if you see Audrey on her Facebook page, you're doing yoga on a paddleboard.
Yeah.
But it's amazing the battle you've had in your life.
Yeah, it is amazing. And I'm still feeling the effects of it. I'm a little tired today because of it, actually. But yeah. Yeah.
So in 2001, you're going through life. Were you into yoga at that time? Let's talk about the life-altering part of what you're doing now. You're here to talk about it. You are raising funds because you're going to Spain to walk something.
El Camino, yes.
Let's talk a little bit about that first, and then we'll go backwards.
Yeah, in about 2 weeks, I leave with 7 other women, and we are going to hike along 160 miles of El Camino, which is part of northern Spain. El Camino is a path, some say 600, some say 800 miles, that people have been traveling for about 8,000 years. And we are going to raise money for the Friends of Andreni. It's a nonprofit organization here in town. And Friends of Andreni raise money for primarily girls in Peru or children of Peru who are impoverished and underprivileged. So that's for every mile that we walk, we're raising money for them. And I'll be teaching therapeutic yoga in the morning and then in the evening. And then we have a woman who will be leading ceremonies so that we put some intentionality on this very spiritual journey. So I'm doing that in a few weeks. I think there might be one spot left.
And that's great to hear because I know somebody may just
know. So one spot left means that you might have room for another person to go.
Exactly.
Now, are you going to be hiking like carrying the packs or are you going to be going like from hostel to hostel along?
A lot of people do the hostel thing and a lot of people carry the packs.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be having our bulk of our luggage taxied, which I'm kind of excited about. We're going to carry day packs. So we're averaging about 11 miles every day.
Oh, that's good. You can do that.
Well, yes. And we're not staying in hostels. We are going to stay in hotels, which I'm excited about too.
You can do that.
Well, because you have your own room.
Yes.
Well, maybe you share a room.
Yeah, I'll be sharing it with you.
But at least you'll have your kind of own bathroom.
Well,
semi-private,
you know what?
Bathroom.
Yeah, you're doing. There's a purpose. Right. You know, you're it's awareness, bringing attention, collecting money. But it's also 11 miles is doable for people who aren't like heavy.
Yeah.
Packers. We can do 11 miles.
It's 11 miles for 2 weeks. So it is a commitment.
That's a commitment.
And I think that, and my own story with that, I think might tie in very well with my whole experience overall. I diagnosed in 2001 with a cancer, ovarian cancer, stage 3. I had graduated college in the year of 2000. And just about that time, I started doing yoga. So yoga has been a part of my life. But I was in a wheelchair and I was flat on my back for months. I ate out of a IV tube for 9 months, barely ate solid food, was told 3 times I wouldn't live. So coming from that, yoga being a big part of my life, but I didn't do the yoga that you'll see me doing now. I wasn't able to do paddleboard yoga. I wasn't able to do handstands and things on my head. I was breathing. That was the yoga that I was
that
doing.
Was, yeah. So let's talk about what it. You know, you're going to college. Where did you go?
Ohio University.
Okay. So and your bachelor's degree was in
secondary education, English.
Okay.
Minoring in
Were you feeling sick at all during or ill or any weak
no.
or anything during? You know, I mean, people get mono and get worn down when they're like, you know, in that lifestyle anyway. I mean, heavy stress of finals and studying and all that. So tell us what that opening, your world changed.
Yeah, it was about a year and a half after I graduated college that I was diagnosed with cancer. And so it was. During that year, I was working in marketing at the time, and it was about February of 2001. I used to be able to feel when I ovulated, like, oh, it's on the right ovary this month. I could feel it. It was like a little ping. And then in February of that year, I noticed that it felt like it was on the same side that it was the month before, and I was like, I must just be imagining it. And I had started to look for other work because I don't like being inside. And so,
your cubicle type stuff. Huh?
Oh gosh, yeah, it was so rough. 9 to 5, it was really rough. So I was starting to look for other work. So I was like, oh no, I'll just wait until I get my new job, and then I'll go and I'll. I knew something was wrong way back in February when I was diagnosed in August. So I had a 5-pound tumor that was removed in August of 2001. So I slowly grew. That was it. I was right. I felt that correctly. I only had one ovary. Working at the time, it was an egg in my right ovary that thought it was fertilized, and it began to grow a baby. And actually, when they removed it, it had bones and teeth and hair, but it wasn't. It wasn't fertilized, so it obliterated that ovary. So I looked like I was 7 months pregnant or so with a 5-pound tumor being removed, and then there were cancer cells all over.
Wow!
So you are definitely. The poster person for know your body. Your body is so intelligent, it will tell you if you listen.
Yes. Very much so. And I think we as a society are very used to no pain, no gain, and pushing ourselves past what is healthy for us. And our body speaks all the time, little signals. And if we just slow down, I think, and for me in that case, too, I was afraid. I knew something was wrong, and I knew something was majorly wrong.
And that's what happens, and I'm speaking from the man's side. This is why men, when they finally go in there, sometimes it's way too late, because they push themselves, not that women don't. But men have been brought up in our society that, oh, yeah, just work through that, you know, okay, yeah, you'll be fine, knowing that there's something wrong. And, you know, that it's, oh, gosh, you know, it's been doing this now. But you did the same thing for 5 months.
I
and you
did.
Knew. And so what you did was you allowed this little terrorist into your body there.
Right.
But a lot of people do that. And I think you're exactly right on that.
And,
Audrey,
and a lot of people
push beyond that.
Right. And a lot of people die because of it. And it's really, it is a miracle that I am. And this does relate to the Spain trip so much so because I broke my leg. I was a ski patroller in Southern California, and I broke my leg, a tib-fib fracture, lower leg fracture, 3/4 of the leg was spiral fractured.
Mm.
That was 10 years ago. And it has really affected my walking. I've done triathlons. I've been an ocean lifeguard down south. I've done a lot of physical activity, but that break has affected my life in the last 2.5-3 years really substantially. I used to teach and lead walking and hiking classes with City of Reading Recreation Department. And when I was asked to lead the yoga on this Spain trip and for the El Camino, I was like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do this because I've got a pretty good limp going on right now and it's pretty excruciatingly painful. And I've been getting, I mean, I've done physical therapy twice. I've seen my doctor 4 times. I get weekly chiropractic myofascial massage. I do my own daily massage, myofascial release. So the Spain trip for me has been another humbling experience of, again, like, I can't push through this. And the more that I push through, sure, I can go out there and hobble along for 2-2.5 hours, and then it throws my shoulder out, and then my neck is out of alignment, and I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? And this is actually what the Camino is about.
Well, let's talk about what it's about. Since we come back from this, we have to take a quick break here.
Audrey DeLong is our guest, and you may want to go to audreydelongyoga.com to check out her fantastic website.
And a fantastic story. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located on the corner of Eureka and Court Street right there. They've got so many different things, aspects of this club, which is why it's a club. Everything from an in-water, a saltwater pool.
Which I love to
inside, an inside
work out
pool that you're great at. They've got every type of apparatus and machine you can think of, plus free weights, which I like. And they also have the Bohem Spa in there. So after you have a great workout, you can go and get a facial, which is what Bob does. Bob goes in and gets a facial. And did you get your pedi this time, Bob, this last month?
Any pedicurist looks at my feet, they're just going to pass out on the spot.
Okay, that's right. They did refuse. I remember that. You said that. Hey, look, you can get it all there. It's absolutely a fabulous place. It's clean. It's happy in there. I mean, it's a happy place when you walk in. It makes you happy. And then you can get a great workout and the rest of your day is super. Give them a call at 768-1205. That's Wellgate Sports Club. They are so good. We'll be right back with Audrey DeLong.
Laws continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and the Bott. It's Monday, the 12th of September, and it's 10 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock here. 60 degrees going out to 88. Up to 88.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great jewelry, watch repair, experts, loose stones, estate jewelry, all of your needs. 2225 Hilltop Drive, and we call it 222-2750. Our guest this morning is Audrey Long.
DeLong.
You may want to go to audreydelongyoga.com and check it out. I'm sorry. And we've been talking about with Audrey about her life's journey. And the fact that you're going to be walking the
El Camino
in Spain.
I think it's important for you. Audrey was diagnosed with stage 3 ovarian cancer in 2001, the year after she graduated from college. Told she was going to die several times.
Three times.
And, of course, didn't. Yeah. And has lived her life since then to live life, and which is, you can understand that.
Yeah.
So I just kind of wanted to give that background. And the reason that we have Audrey on the show is that she has spoken to various groups of people about this, and we've heard about it. And then I've been kind of like every so often seeing her Facebook, because I don't get on Facebook a lot, but seeing her Facebook pages of a woman who is doing yoga on a paddleboard.
Yeah.
And with obviously, remnants of her, or reminders of her, of her cancer.
Yeah.
And now how she has progressed forward. And we've only got like 9 minutes left. And so I hate to take this, but I wanted to set this because, as Linda says, you're going to Spain.
Yeah. 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 And I'm still dealing with the effects of a broken leg. And this, I had tons of surgeries. I've had parts of my liver, bladder, stomach, and intestine removed. I've had a hysterectomy. It was piece by piece. I've had 50 tumors at one time, just literally scooped out, put in a bowl. The first tumor was 5 pounds. So I have a lot of scar tissue release, buildup, and that has affected. I had carpal tunnel for a long time, and I had a massage therapist actually work for about 2 years on my arms, my chest. I had porticath, I had a quadruple lumen, which is four. I had 5 lines going at one time to feed me, to hydrate me, to deliver chemo, to deliver antibiotics, to deliver, I don't remember. I was nearly dead at the time, so 5 lines going at one time, all working. So I have a lot of scar tissue of various places. I have epidurals with all the surgeries I have had and the tumors and body parts removed. So, yeah, when people look at me, they have no idea. But there are remnants. There's massive scarring on my abdomen. And I have a GoPro going on my paddleboard. So
don't
you
ever
see
stop,
that.
Kid. I tell you what, to me, you know what? Scars are, if you don't have a scar in your life and you haven't lived, and those are badges of honor for you, for anybody.
And the spirit, I think this is, I believe that this is why we've heard your name and enjoyed an article highlighted you, I think it was last month. Because the human spirit, that light that lives inside of us, we see it in you. You're a hope and inspiration about, you've got a toe that hurts or a headache or you just been through an accident or whatever, you are this walking person that's been through there can't even relate.
The epitome of survival and success.
Yeah.
Now, thank you.
Tell us about you're going to Spain.
Yeah, I know. Are you leading
the group?
I'm not leading, no.
But you're
going to
be giving everybody yoga at the end of the
I'll be doing yoga beginning and the end. Yeah, I'm actually happy because I do lead retreats and I do have a couple of upcoming events here. Like next weekend, I've got an arm balance workshop over at Balance Yoga Center. So we'll be doing inversions and balance and arm balances. And so and then the following week, another yin yoga, which actually quite opposite workshop over at Balance Yoga Center. So it's more internal. We go deep. We hold poses for long periods of time and just breathe. And that's kind of, we were talking over the break of the balance. And that's what I'm finding is, you had mentioned, Carl, you probably have PTSD. And I'm like, oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. The trauma and the hell that I went through is indescribable. It's indescribable. And I went through it and it's still like, wow, I really went through that. I mean, I had three tubes sticking out of me. I had a quarter-size hole in my colon at one time. I had it for 3 days. Most people die within 24 hours. They didn't even know why I was alive at that point. So I had these tubes sticking out of me with a suction to the wall, an air hole, and then one collecting poop as it poured out into my abdomen. So I had that for 6 months, these urinary leg bags, as I began to heal. They couldn't sew up the intestines because they were so spaghetti, overdone spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
So I do these kinds of things to live, yes, as you were saying, and now I'm finding, okay, I'm going to live. Now I need to find the balance. I'm here. Now, how can I enjoy and really be present? And I think yin yoga is a really great example of that. When I first started to do yin yoga, I wanted to crawl out of my skin. We're holding a pose for 5 minutes, just breathing. And I was like, oh my God. But it's become one of my second favorite after paddleboard yoga, way to yoga. So, finding the balance, finding the more feminine side of myself, not this still small voice, this gentle, quiet, beautiful, what is it that I desire? Instead of, I've accomplished nearly all of my goals. I really have. It's like I've set out to do what I wanted to do. And now I'm like, okay, I think I'm in a new stage of life. What's next? I don't know.
I've done the proof. Now I need to settle back into my long term.
Yeah, that's a really great, that's a really great way to put it. Absolutely.
And when we talk about PTSD, you know, we equate it a lot to, you know, veterans in combat because, you know, that's life and death. It can happen through being robbed, accidents.
Car wrecks.
Trauma from divorces. I mean, the list goes on about, it's hard to put a face on, well, that happened because of that. A small incident could help shift somebody into that. How many pupils do you have that you are aware of that are going through a transitional state of trying to find that inner voice, peace?
A lot. I don't even know. Honestly, probably about half. I do teach a wellness yoga class over at Shasta Community Health Center, and so a lot of people in there kind of experience that. But people come out on the paddleboards, too. I've got veterans who come out there. So, yeah, I would probably say half, and that's just my really rough, quick guess. But, yeah, yoga has helped. Yoga has helped to bring us mindful. I've had doctors tell me that. They're like, we recommend yoga because it just puts you in your body and you suddenly begin to feel, and we've not done that.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. That's a huge
forward. You know, there's much more to Audrey DeLong than we can do in a half an hour or less. How do people get a hold of you and see your life and all this?
Yeah, I think the best way is go to the website on water. That's one. AudreyDeLongYoga.com. I'm pretty active on social media, so you can go to my Facebook page or my Instagram account, and that's Audrey D. Long. There's no E in that DeLong. But, you can get there from the website, too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I know
thank
that, you know, yeah, coming in here in the morning and getting put through, you know. So what happened
it's okay.
15 years ago?
Will you come back after your Peruvian trip and tell us what that was like for you?
Is it Peruvian or Spain? It's Spain.
Well, it's because we donate. Friends of Andrini gives money to Peruvian.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Keep thinking. Yeah, like,
totally.
When you said Peru, I kept thinking Peru. So.
Right, yeah. No, I'd love to go there.
Well, come on back and let us know what happened like that. Especially, you know, I know you've been having problems with your leg.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm actually looking forward to just taking bubble baths and drinking lots of Spanish wine. That's Gabriel.
Thank you so much. Audrey DeLong, get a hold of her on her webpage. Audrey DeLong.
Yoga.
Yoga. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back with Record Searchlight. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. What does Hillary Clinton have to say about her health?
It's a beautiful day in New York.
Well, that's about all she had to say this morning as she left daughter Chelsea's apartment in New York Monday after being seen collapsing as she left a 9/11 commemoration ceremony early. Clinton's doctor says that Democratic presidential nominee was overheated and dehydrated. Also, the campaign says she was diagnosed with pneumonia. On Friday, Arthur Chaplin is director of the Medical Ethics Division at New York University's Langone Medical Center.
It's not surprising that a candidate could get pneumonia on the campaign trail. They come in contact with a lot of infections in various settings.
A video posted on Twitter yesterday showed Hillary Clinton from behind being held closely by a member of her staff before slumping and being helped into a waiting van. Authorities in Florida are now investigating a fire at a mosque that was attended by the gunman who carried out the deadly Orlando nightclub shooting. Major David Thompson is with the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office and wonders whether this fire may have been set to coincide with the 15th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attack.
We all know the implications of the date and the time of year that this is.
The St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office says police do have an image of a likely arson suspect on surveillance cameras. Business economists still think the economy will continue to grow for the next 2 years, but they have again scaled back their expectations for just how much. National Association for Business Economics President-elect Stuart McIntosh.
That is a good picture. Fully four-fifths of panelists predict that the next business cycle peak won't occur until 2018 or later.
The average price of gasoline in this country up 4 pennies a gallon over the past 3 weeks.
San Francisco Bay Area is the high, 272. And the low is Jackson, Mississippi, 191.
Fuel price analyst Toby Lundberg says higher crude oil prices have caused refiners and retailers to bump up their prices. More from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. 4557 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors, not available in all states.
Congress is expected to vote today to protect your right to post online reviews.
The Consumer Review Fairness Act outlaws so-called gag clauses that attempt to prevent consumers from posting negative reviews. It also makes it illegal for a business to attempt to penalize a consumer for writing a negative review. The bill has the strong support of websites like Yelp and TripAdvisor.
It's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The top four congressional leaders come calling to the White House this afternoon to have conversations with President Obama about plans to keep the government funded and open for business. The government funding bill is the only must-pass piece of legislation that has to be done before the upcoming election. On Wall Street, the major stock indexes have reversed course after some big losses early on. Right now, it's the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 46 points, the S&P 500 up by about 8, the NASDAQ right now up by 32. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. International schools from outside of China are now booming thanks to growing demand from Chinese parents seeking different pathways for their children to go to college abroad.
Top prep schools are opening campuses in China and catering to students who want to go to university in the West. Getting into China's best public high schools can be hugely difficult, and many parents are opting to pay for what they see as a less stressful and more enriching experience at an international school. The International School Consultancy says more than 150,000 Chinese students are currently enrolled in international schools.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Forecasters say the new hurricane Bourne in the Pacific is currently no threat to land, and in fact on a projected track that takes it further out to sea. Hurricane Orlean, with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles an hour, is expected to grow stronger, though it is several hundred miles currently off the southern tip of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. More on these stories to be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bodd. It is Monday, September the 12th, here at 5 minutes after the hour of 8 on KCNR Free Fire Radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and you can also join us on the chat room at KCNR1460.com as we spread the word throughout the world. In fact, Des is here from the Netherlands, is in here.
Good morning.
Is writing to us. So, what's it look like for weather there?
All right. It's currently 60 degrees. We're going to have gusty winds up today. The forecast says up to 25 miles per hour. We are in a red flag zone right now, as Bob would put it. We're a red flag, right, Bob?
Red flag warning.
Red flag warning. Today will be our highs will be 88, mostly clear tonight with 61. Tuesday calls for a high of 84 with lows of 58. The weather's brought to you by Shots of Gas Propane. Each and every morning here on KCNR, we have our weather by Shasta Gas Propane.
It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Susan.
Well, nice to come back on the show. I was gone for a week.
Yeah, we missed you.
How was your trip?
It was great. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, while you were gone, I just gave the reports and said, and this is for Susan Eastman. In case you had any strange messages on your answering machine when you came
Thank
back.
Thank you. Thanks for standing up for me.
Yeah, like anyway, from the federal, like from the, you know, from the Exchange Commission. Who is this guy?
That's right. Compliance issue. Just kidding. Anyway, let's look at the major averages. They've reversed course and moved positive after Friday's sell-off. The Dow is up 54 points at 18,139. The S&P 500 is positive 5 points at 2,132. And the NASDAQ composite advancing 37 points at 5,163. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 5 cents at 1579. Chesapeake Energy trading up 31 cents at $7.93. Freeport McMoRan up 22 cents at $10.48. Turning to local stocks of interest, AT&T up 34 cents at $40.06. Federal Express up $1.30, trading at $161.88. PepsiCo up 65 cents at $104.70. The 10-year Treasury note is price yield 1.68%. And over to commodities, gold is down $6.80 an ounce at $1,326. Silver off 48 cents at $18.88. And crude oil up 32 cents, trading at $46 a barrel. That's market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Susan is the first vice president for investments, so I'm financial advisor over at Wells Fargo Advisors, located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 530-243-7561. And let's go to Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
What's happening tonight with
Freedom
Fighters?
This week is Constitution Week. And I find it very interesting that Patriots Day 9/11 begins the week of Constitution Week.
Okay, that's cool.
We have someone coming all the way from North Carolina to teach on the Constitution tonight. His name is Jake McCauley, wow. And he is with the Institute on the Constitution. And he's been here before. He's a young, dynamic speaker, and he makes the Constitution come alive. I don't know what aspect of the Constitution he'll be talking about, whatever it is, I'm sure people will find it fascinating. Come on out and start your week. Learn about the Constitution. Bring your children or your grandchildren. I think they will benefit from it greatly.
I think you're right. Okay, Sally. That's tonight at 6 p.m.
Tonight at 6 p.m. And we are being hosted by a new church. It's called the Eagle's Nest, 3276 Bocelli Lane. Same location. We're just being hosted by a different church, and we're excited about the new partnership.
Okay. All right, they're on Bocelli Lane in the little shopping center right there.
Yes, it is, in the Town and Country Shopping Center.
Yeah, across from the bike store and all that.
Yes.
All right. Okay, Sally, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Hey, we're here with Carol Ferguson, speaking about the Constitution, the First Amendment, and all the rest of the amendments. Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here again.
When are you going to drag in Silas one more?
I got to drag him in. I was going to drag him
or
in
Steve.
This morning,
How about
but
Steve?
I got to bring Steve back,
Steve's
don't
back.
I?
We were easy on Steve. He was brand new. Now it's time to kind of step it up a little bit. With that little nervous laugh. Every time you're on the show, I get a call later from Silas saying, "Don't ask her that."
Well, you know, the beautiful thing, here's the beautiful thing. I got to
say. He's probably listening right now going,
good morning. Good morning, Silas. Anyway, what's really cool is that this is an outreach. You know, we appreciate the fact that the Record Searchlight and you, Carol, along with this body of work will come on the radio show.
That's right.
You, when people are throwing questions and all kinds of heat comes your way, I sit here and I listen and I hear it. And we just want to say, first of all, that we really appreciate the fact that you are making this bridge.
Oh, that's great.
And that people can call
like
in.
It.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. With that in mind, because we've got a break here in a couple minutes, so this is going to be an easy one. The Record Searchlight has made a huge statement in the sense that you will no longer endorse candidates.
That's true.
Which as we've talked about here before we started, I strongly applaud, because we don't endorse candidates here because we think it's up to the people to make up their mind.
That's kind of what we decided too. We had a discussion about it, and there are other newspapers taking the same route, especially in smaller communities. And what it is basically saying that we are here to give you quality information. We'll give you some analysis. We're going to give you some insight. But it's really up to you to decide who you want to vote for, which candidate is right for you. So what candidate might be right even for, Silas or myself or the, official Record Searchlight may not be the right candidate for, the person sitting out in Redding somewhere or Shasta Lake. So what we're going to do instead is really show what the priorities of the candidates are. And so in the case of, the city council race, you have Gary Cadd, who's very concerned about pension costs. You have Adam McElvain, who wants to bring solar and high-speed internet. Leah Tate, extremely interested in addressing mental health issues here in town. And Julie Winter really has this strong idea about how to bring business and the city together to really make this a more vibrant area. So it's showing people, these are what the candidates are about. Here's where they stand. You decide which one speaks to you that you want to represent you. So we're looking forward to this. We are reserving the right to endorse on certain issues if we feel it's really, really key to the city and we really want to take a stand, or the county.
How
we
about
really want to take a stand on that.
D&E.
Yeah, we haven't decided on that one yet.
How
if
about
we're just going to show it or
supervisors or president?
I don't think we're not going to do those. We're not going for supervisors. No, we're not going to endorse president. I don't know what we're going to do on that. I don't. But I know for local races, we're not going to.
Okay. And I think that's I don't want to sound condescending here at all, but we made that decision a long time ago because we look at it like. It is a smaller town. There are neighbors who are neighbors, even though we may not have known them. There are neighbors who are standing up to do something, to run for office. And that we want to put them on the show as much as possible so people can listen to them. And we try to ask, decent questions and let people ask them questions and then kind of go from that. And I think that that's in a smaller community I think that works okay. I mean, you get into a large, if you get in large cities, it probably has different rules.
Right.
But I think that what you're doing is, I think that's, I think that's a good thing to do, is let people make up their mind like that.
It's going to be a whole different way of writing these, but we're looking forward to that. Usually you'd have the little end, vote for so-and-so, and so it'll be make up your own mind.
Yeah, that's what it is. Hey, it's a man from some. Hey, we got to take a quick break
here. That's great.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Ken Wurst can fix it. That's right. Ken Wurst can fix it. A veteran-owned business.
Jeff Wurst.
Gosh, you know what?
That's all right. We have Monday Jumble Brain.
I don't know what I'm thinking of here. Jeff Wurst, of course, a veteran-owned business, does a great job. He fixed a crack in my windshield like 8 years ago, and you still can't see it. Go to Jeff's place at 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8th-Wurst Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We use him. I hope you all will, too. We'll be right back with Carol Ferguson after this news, or after these breaks here. It's 8:15 in the morning here on the 12th of September.
Tri-Counties Bank presents World Class. While volunteering overseas, the Hollies needed cash quick to help their daughter's family close the deal on a great home buying opportunity that was about to go south. The Hollies reached across the globe to Tri-Counties Bank senior banker Kylie McDonald for her world-class expertise. Kylie mapped out options and called the Hollies with a plan to get cash from a new home equity line of credit on their own house to help their daughter with her new house. Kylie's team jetted through the approval process, leaving no detail behind, and the Hollies had the funds just in time to close the new home deal for their daughter's family. Now that's service without borders. Home equity lines of credit, home mortgage loans, world-class response. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Remember your past by celebrating it today. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Celebrate with beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the history of our people and land. Proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2016, September 30th through October 2nd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Brought to you by this station and other great sponsors. For information, call 225-8979 extension 1111 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire.
I think I'm going to start doing jazzercise again. And I feel like it's going to be fall. And I want to start moving my body because, you know, when it's so doggone hot out,
I know
it's
you have to go
sludge.
To
I feel like a.
That's
you
why
have
I go to
in and out of the conditioned gym.
That's why I go to Wellgate because it's air conditioned and you can go in there and work up a sweat. Well, you works up not quite the sweat you work from fucking from your truck to the gym.
Well, I'll tell
which
you,
is the other thing people say.
It's been wonderful to be able to have our air conditioning system working again. At any rate. And Alliance Heating and Air has been they have been the number one in the North State for over 20 years. All makes and models, 7 days a week, 24-hour service, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call if you've got any, you know, and the winter's coming up, so you do want to have your filters checked. You know that there's been a lot of smoke in the air. Time to change your filters. Get on a twice yearly deal with them. It's great. We have them come out and do that for us. 221-2642. That's 221-2642.
All right. We're here with Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight. And we're talking about how y'all are not endorsing people again. But there's something else that's happening, too,
right,
as far as elections go.
Right. We are going to have our first ever democracy pop-up on October 8th at Old City Hall. We're partnering with Shasta County Arts Council TV on this event. It's going to be 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on that Saturday. We're inviting all the local candidates, including Doug LaMalfa and Senator Gaines, to come and meet people in person.
Yeah, I know. Every time somebody says that, somebody will say, who?
Who? I know. And he may not come, but...
Senator Ted who? Gaines.
But
we will have
a lot of local candidates. We'll have the Reading City Council candidates. We'll have some Anderson City Council candidates, supervisors. We're also having representatives from the Republican and Democrat parties there. League of Women Voters will be there to help people register to vote. We're even going to get little stand-up cutouts of Hillary and Donald to take selfies with.
Are you going to bring in physicians to discuss Hillary's medical conditions?
No, this is more of, we're concentrating more on local issues. This is about a chance for you to come and meet the candidates and talk to them directly. It's not a forum. It's not a debate. It's just a place, very open house, very informal gathering. We plan to...
Very collegial. This is not a place for adversaries. This is
no.
to ask questions in a, I guess you could say, in a friendly atmosphere.
In a friendly, fun atmosphere.
And you're going to have, the guardian angels watching everybody while this is going on?
No, we don't really want it to be confrontational
no,
or ugly.
I mean,
these are your local people running for your local office, and we want you to have a chance to just meet with them directly and... You know, share some things. We will be doing a couple lightning rounds of questions. We'll bring the candidates up onto a stage and ask them some quick questions, and they'll only have 30 seconds to answer. It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
And they won't know the questions beforehand.
Ooh.
So it'll be, we want to make it lively fun. We'll be taking video of people, telling about why they're going to vote, some of their thoughts on the issues. We'll be pulling the candidates aside, too, to get some video of them. And SCAC TV will be showing it live.
Yeah.
So,
and by the way, we've got some things we're working here during the election process too over there with the Shasta County Arts Council. We've got a real good television system over there that we're going to also be utilizing along with this. Okay, that's great. And when's that going to be?
That is on October 8th.
Okay.
From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Super.
You don't have to stay for the whole 4 hours. You just stop in whenever you'd like. And so it's going to be a lot of fun and a chance for you to meet everybody directly.
Great. Hey, I got some questions here. Let me scroll back to see if I can find it. Oh, why doesn't the RS, it all starts out like that, why doesn't the RS publish the stories about the declining tax revenues and also because it keeps moving around here? And also the decline in the enrollment schools. In other words, we're losing population here, declining tax revenue. Why doesn't Record Searchlight kind of start talking about this?
We do. Every year when the school year starts, we do stories on the declining enrollment. So it has been declining as the years go by, and especially for certain schools because people can choose to go to whichever schools they want. So some are seeing more of a decline there and some are seeing a little bit of an increase. But we do that. Those numbers are usually not available right after school starts. You have to wait a few weeks. So I'll have an education reporter see how it's doing this year. Sales tax figures, I can have Dave Benda take a look into that and see where we are on that. But we do usually report on that at least when there's some sort of release on that, I think in the spring.
About the occupancy tax, if you
can
ever get the numbers.
Yeah, if you can get that exact figure for that.
Who would have that?
You would think the
city
would have it, or even the state. What do they call that? Franchise Tax Board. That's where you get the tax number from. So, but sometimes they don't necessarily pull it out. So, you need to see how that's been doing too.
Okay. All right. Well, I really like the idea of the pop-up because it's a big election. You know what? Every election's a big election. When you look at the – if you – oh, let's go to the phones. Signe, good morning. Do you have a question for Carol Ferguson?
Good morning. Yes. I was wondering when she's going to influence the paper to write more articles and have more information on the more conservative side and the substance of issues like CalPERS pensions, the IRS, and letters to the editor and opinions not being submitted that were written, and covering more of the issues that are happening in Reading. It's just disappointing not to see articles in the paper, because I really would love to read and be happy with the Reading Searchlight.
Which kind of local issues are you looking for?
Well, things that happen around town, like the pensions meeting, the geoengineering thing that happened, and when people gather at Board of Supervisors meeting.
Oh, we covered the Board of Supervisors meeting. We covered that live.
Yeah, well, this was a while back.
Yes, but we were there.
What about, you know, but Signe, you've got a point here on the last Thursday. Did y'all have coverage there for the for the thing the CVAC put on at the Veterans Center on Yuba Street about the
you were for the pensions.
We
covered the pension thing. We covered it live
while it was going on there.
We covered it live, and it was in the paper the next day. So we are covering those things. If you're not seeing them, if you want to give me a call, I can help you find them on our website. But we did cover that.
Okay. Thanks, Signe. Because there's other things, too, is that I've noticed is I'm seeing a lot where I never used to. I'm starting, and I see us, gun articles, and they're pushing on the other side. They're pushing on how bad guns are, and how they should be restricted. And these are coming off the national mm-hmm. wires. When that doesn't, if you look at people in this part of the world, frankly, they don't believe in the propaganda that's being pushed out like that.
But you still have some of the same issues occur here, such as children getting a hold of guns and either shooting themselves or, somebody else with them. You still have murders with guns. You still have those same issues here. It's not like we're in this bubble where bullets only go toward animals.
You also have instances where guns protect people. And people stand up and they confront people with guns. Are their lives in danger? But I don't see those articles.
Oh, yes, you do. There was the woman who shot at this crazy guy who was coming to her house. We did
that. That was a local story. No, but that was a local story. What I'm mm-hmm. talking about, you're publishing national-level stories of, about the toddler. Front page news, children are shot. And you look at how many kids are shot with guns, but then look how many are drowned. And, this type of thing. I mean, the numbers are much higher. What I'm saying is that there's also national stories out there that say that guns, guns prevent crimes. Guns are, are tools that can be used by people, and many times are used in protection of themselves. I don't see that kind of article is what I'm saying. Well, they're out there.
I guess we need to subscribe to a different service, but the services we're getting are looking at more of a national trend. And some of the national trends and some of the national conversation out there. And some of those have to do with what people who are dying from them, not necessarily self-protection, but, there's the self-protection side. But then a lot of these are looking at how many children, how many suicides, how many of these other things. So it's looking at those trends and how they affect them. I mean, one of the reasons why suicide is so effective up here, why we have such a high rate, is because a lot of people are using guns. That's an issue that affects Shasta County as well. So it's a big issue with lots of different sides. And, the fact that, yes, that you can use them to protect yourself, that's one story. And then
I haven't
others.
Seen that story. I haven't seen that national story in the Record Searchlight. And I read you every day. So I haven't seen that story. But I have seen the ones that are trending just like we talked about. okay, there's suicides. There's also, you know, and you can talk, then you can talk about maybe perhaps the number of homicides in Chicago perpetuated by other people there that are, you know, that felons using guns they should never have. In a city that has the, some of the strongest anti-gun or, you know, legislation in there.
Right.
And you're still killing, you know, you're killing off more people there in a weekend than you kill off in, you know, in 4 months in a combat zone.
Right.
So, I mean, these are the type of things that I realize that these are national stories, and this is the news service, but there's other stories out there. So when I start seeing them on a regular basis, where I never used to see them, and I didn't used to, you didn't, not let, they didn't run last year, they're all running now. I wonder about that.
I think there's just more conversation going on around the country right now with things going on in Chicago and some of the other gun issues coming up in this election campaign and some of the other, just, you know, we're in an election year, there's lots of different issues coming up with this, and I know that people are concerned, and so that is part
so
of the national
be,
conversation.
So shouldn't there be both sides then?
Well, we try to give both sides in our local stories. Like when we when the state wants to try to infringe on a sheriff's right to give CCWs,
and
we
that was
weigh
a good editorial.
That.
You're
we
right,
weigh
and,
in
that,
on that.
And you know what? And I
and
will
so
give
when,
you props
locally,
for that. Yes,
locally,
you did that.
When we do local stories, like the whole thing on trying to make people register to buy bullets, we go out and we talk to local people, and we get their side, and we talk about that in local. But when you're pulling from, you know, to show the more national conversation with wire stories, it's not that we can go and tell that reporter, hey, can you go find out how many home invasion robberies were stopped because somebody had a gun? I don't even know if they're tracking that. I don't even know if there's a place where that is tracked.
Well,
so
there's probably the NRA or there's a couple other places.
I know the NRA has
it.
Its Armed Citizen feature in its magazine.
I think they also have a – I know it's because you're a member of the NRA.
Hey,
it's where you pick up your automatic
weapons.
Came
to my house.
I know. Hey, look, you know what? I know how you feel individually about it, Carol. I'm just
right.
saying is what I'd hate to see a trend like this, you know, where it's just kind of all leaning in one side. I mean, I'll read these articles, okay, but I also know there's another side to them.
Right.
Okay. We're with Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Search site. We've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds, and Jerry and his people over there can find any type of window covering for you that works with your decor and with your budget. That's the best thing about it. If you want those solar shades, you can get those, and you may even get a rebate from REU. Can you imagine that? But I tell you what, they are the ones to go to. Budget Blinds. Give them a call at 226-9027 or check out their website at budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:32 in the morning.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout. and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. It should be more obvious today than ever before how desperately we, the people of this country, need to have a living relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's be honest. All hell is breaking loose in this once great country. Unless we get back to the faith that made our country great, we will lose it forever. Without a strong Christian faith, our courts will have no standard to judge by. Our politicians will become corrupt, and our Constitution, with its laws and protections, will be lost. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m., and we are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. Remember, it's worth the ride.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning on this Monday. Weather today is going to be 88 degrees. It's currently 62. Bob Belongi on the board today here at KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. 8:35 in the morning. Again, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Looks like we're going to have mostly clear nights with around 61. Tuesday calls are high of 84.
So nice.
I know. I love it. You can kind of smell dampness in the air this morning, which is great. You know,
that's because the sprinklers were on.
The sprinklers were on. But, yeah, but I've been able to smell the dampness in the air because it evaporates so quickly with this heat. But it was nice this morning to smell earth.
It was nice.
Okay. Hey, this we portion, have a call coming in,
and
too.
Speaking of nice, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. It's the best place in the world to get a haircut. Veteran-owned store with discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. I love that place. Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, we're with Carol Ferguson of the Record Searchlight, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, who comes in here every month and comes in with their helmet on, and she's ready to rock. There are things going on. And let's just hit it. Grand jury.
Yes.
Was that disgusting or what? Not the grand jury.
No.
But what happened?
That was a fascinating report. I thought, looking at that grand jury, and I loved how they released it. They released it in pieces, so it didn't all
with
come out at once.
With great little names.
Yeah, they had. I liked the names.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Or titles, I guess.
Their titles, yeah. And how they distributed it. Usually, in the past, you would just get one report on one day, and then the media has to decide which are the biggest issues are going to cover, or they kind of start to cover it afterward. What they did this time was, before they released the final print version, they released some of their more intriguing findings. And they looked at Craigview water issues. They looked at LAFCO. And they looked at some really important issues going on in our community. And the sad part was, this was some really good reporting. They dug deep. They spent a lot of time, a lot of hours, and really did some really good research on this. And they come out and they tell it, and they want those public bodies. They're trying to hold the county supervisors, LAFCO, everyone responsible and accountable.
And the city.
And the city. And what they get are, at best, a lukewarm response of, that's nice, or ignored.
Or they say they're wrong.
Outright ignored. Or they just say, you're wrong, and we're not talking about it.
That's it.
And that's it. And it's just like, well, what about what happened with the Craigview water customers who had to buy water that they didn't even get as it went down the creek?
Yeah.
And then they were put on these high restrictions. It's like, come on, let's actually respond to that rather than, it was just wrong.
They had the one on the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Right.
Showing the mismanagement at the highest levels of what was going on there, and they come back and they go, well, now that's changed. Well,
maybe
it changed, but what was the one thing, the one crux of this whole thing was Larry Lees. I mean, was there anything that said, no, I've changed the way I do this? I don't think that that came out. I've changed the way I would, you know, interview people and the way we do these to make sure it never happens again. I would have liked to have seen that.
Right, but it was
mostly...
Because
everybody makes a mistake.
It was mostly put on the new director and what he has managed to change since he's gotten in. And it was like, well, this is what he's done. But, you know, if he leaves, where's the system?
But the system is how do you choose that man? He was the third one chosen. So how do you change the system of picking a right guy?
Right.
Let's go to the phones. Lori, good morning.
Yes, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you for having this opportunity to call in and ask open questions. Mine is kind of going to follow up with Signe's earlier call on more local issues, and mine's going more toward the public health and safety with respect to two events that have been blacked out completely, and that was with the any and all geoengineering and also the vaxxed issue with public safety and health. And many people find it controversial, and they have questions, and there's not any fair coverage or both sides, let's say, from what I heard you just say earlier, that that is what you're wanting to do more of, and I'm not sure if Silas will ever be back on the radio or if it's going to be mainly yourself and then occasional other people from the staff. But if you could address that, and the legal team is addressing the geoengineering, so I'm surprised that's not been given better or more fair, balanced coverage, especially when Dane Wigginton's name was mentioned in full and he has not been offered a place to respond.
Okay, Lori, thank you.
And so forth.
Okay, Lori, thank you very much.
So, Lori, great to talk with you. I know you send me emails, too, so it's really nice to talk with you in person. As far as geoengineering, we find no validity in the claims made by that movement. We did talk with Dane Wigginton about the other study that came out, and he had a chance to respond in the article, and he did direct us to his website, so we included what he said there. As far as vaccinations, we covered, one of our reporters did a very large story on the vaccine movement about a year and a half ago. And so we also stand by that vaccines are effective, do not cause autism or some of the other issues that are claimed by that movement. And we find that we have a better responsibility to our readers to stand by that and not risk public safety by encouraging people to not vaccinate. So that is where we stand on that. And as far as the legal challenge that has been put forth by the geoengineering groups, if that actually is heard by a judge, and I know I believe it's going to be submitted in here in Shasta County locally, if a judge does pick that up, we will cover it.
The on something like that, and when you have a an event like at the Cascade, when they had like 800 people there, that's a big event for any place here in Redding or Shasta County. Is it worth the cover? Isn't it worth it to go in and cover that these people are here that are concerned about this, even if you don't agree with it?
We don't cover every event. When Jesus Culture was held up here by Bethel, we didn't go and cover every Jesus Culture, and that would draw in thousands of people.
Why wouldn't you? Well, that's a good question. Then thousands of people here. I mean, isn't that worth a paragraph or a photo?
It was not something that we go and cover. I mean, so we don't cover absolutely every event. In this case, by covering the geoengineering event, we would have made most of the story, you know, we would have had to counter those claims. And we, like I said, we do not believe in the validity of what they're saying.
Well, let me, not to keep this any longer here, but if you cover 9/11 and the ceremony, which, by the way, you all did just a fantastic job on that. Your article was great. I think you captured
yes.
it.
Thank you
for especially
that.
With talking to the Enterprise kids, then I mean, would the other side be is that it was that it was conspiracy that took down the 9/11?
Well, see, there you go. Is that what you're talking about? That we have to show all sides and all beliefs? No. So
I argued your case for you.
No, I'm what. There you go. In this case, 9/11 happened. It was a tragedy. It was a terrorist attack, and the fine people who put that flag up on Bocelli in honor of that make sure that every year that honor is continued. So we do cover that.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Mary, good morning.
Oh, good morning, team. How are you? For your guest, I'd like to ask the following question. One, you have a budget, and your budget says, okay, we're going to print 10 pages. Okay, now you have 12 pages with information, and you go through it, and you come back around, and you say, okay, I don't want to print this, 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 that, that. You are not to encourage by printing. You are to inform by printing. In other words, you printing geoengineering doesn't say, okay, the Record Searchlight totally agrees that record that geoengineering is good. But that's not the only article I'm going after. You have to, a lot of stuff ends up on the cutting room floor. Cover does not mean support. I mean, you could cover everything. You could cover space landing, you know, meteorite landing, any of that. You don't have to believe it. You just have to cover it, is what I'm saying, like the bigger newspapers do. I think you're losing your readers because Record Searchlight is so, I'm not Record Searchlight, excuse me. The newspapers in general are so tuned to a person's personal opinion, and that's where you come in at because you're the chief editor. You say this goes and this doesn't go. I mean, we've all seen it in the movie, so we're very familiar with it. But just remember, just because you print it doesn't mean you encourage it.
So I'm seeing here, Mary, what you're saying is, hey, you can print this thing that 800 people showed up to talk about geoengineering without saying one way or the other that if it's true. What about if somebody went out there and it was a neo-Nazi group that wants to march and they were preaching hate? Should they cover that and say, hey, we had, you know, five people out there doing that? Is that a should they do that too? Hello?
Yeah, you asking me? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just asking you.
I believe that because say a big team of people, bad people, came into town.
Yeah.
And they just rode through town. The newspaper can say, wow, we had 100-something people rode through town today, and they're really spreading their dishonesty or their crap or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, I see. Okay, Mary, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Carol. I mean, that was I thought what she said was had a really nice viewpoint, a very good viewpoint there.
We don't cover the geoengineering issue. We don't.
All right, we're going to come back after the
investment. Take a break.
We're going to take a break. We do have calls coming in. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Thank you so much, Shelley, for bringing that great cigar roller in.
Man, Shelley Levy and Joe,
they
do so much for our community.
2143 Hilltop Drive for all your coffee, caramel macchiatos, et cetera. You know, if falls in the air, they're going to have coffee beans by the pounds. Great deals. Check it out, 2143 Hilltop Drive, just Tobacco Bro. We're going to be right back after these messages here on KCNR on this Monday morning.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
There are many stories in the news today about tragedies that occur when children and pets are left in parked vehicles on hot days. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. I thought it would be interesting to test the inside temperature of vehicles of various colors. On the day of the test, it was 100 degrees. A thermometer was placed inside the park test vehicles. After 3 minutes, a white vehicle reached 125 degrees. A medium gold vehicle, 142 degrees. A black vehicle, 152 degrees. It's reported that temperatures may exceed 110 degrees in coming days. That means some vehicles may exceed 160 degrees inside, the temperature of a cooked hamburger. It's a paradox. The sun is necessary for life, but it can also destroy life. Be careful out there. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Doo, doo. Whoop it good. Hey, welcome back. It is about 11 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 60 degrees going up to 88 today. Weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kinney got a great business going on out there. Give them a call at 365-3793, veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated by Ed and Kyle DeFore. Ed's the father who is the butcher, and give him a chance to meet or beat any prices on meat anywhere in this town. They have the largest convenience store, the smallest grocery store in the world, because they have it all in there, absolutely clean, pristine conditions. People are so friendly. You can get breakfast, lunch, or dinner there off their delis. They have over 300 different kinds of beer. Think about that. This would be enough to keep the record searchlight drinking beer for a whole year. You all could go down and have a different beer each day.
That would be awesome.
Who knows? It could be even better writing or worse writing. I guess that's up to you, though. So, Mighty Fine Foods, located on the corner of 299 and Deschutes. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. It's a great place to go to. Okay. I have two questions, and we've got some people on the phone. First one, D&E.
D&E.
Record searchlight.
We have not yet taken an official stance on that. I don't know whether we will. We still have to have those discussions and have the two sides come in and really talk about it. It's a big conversation going on out there, and there's a lot of concern that the money will go to where the voters want it to go. And then there are people saying, of course, it's going to go where the voters want. The city council would be committing political suicide if it were to, decide to send it to put it elsewhere. But it is a big chunk of change that would be coming in to benefit hiring more police officers, firefighters, more jail space, and the sobering center.
I would like to see a story about what happens if the pilot lawsuit comes down on against the city.
Right.
Because, just kind of a what if, where would this $6 million and all that. Our stance here, at least my stance, and it's not ours because I don't know what Bob or Linda think here. I mean, I know what they think, but they've got their own opinions, I guess. That with unfunded liabilities, which I want to talk about in just a second, these things are worse if you read your own article on there from last Thursday. I mean, it's going to clobber us.
Oh.
I mean, and there's just, I can't think, the only way to get out of this is either go bankruptcy or you're going to have to come up with more money. So the raising taxes. So, and I asked Gary Cadd that here on the show. So what are you going to do how are you going to get the money, Gary, if this thing doesn't pass? And Gary, God bless him, did not, bless his heart, did not have an answer for that because he said himself, they're lean over there. So, but then you go into E, which says, this is voters going to tell us how to use it. Well, they wrote it already saying how they're going to use it. And we're going to have a group that's going to, say how it's being spent. It means absolutely nothing. I mean, it means nothing. I'll give you a copy of what the lawyer wrote on it. That E means absolutely nothing to the city council about how they're going to spend the money. Yes, it's political suicide. However, literally in 3 years, we could have a brand new city council.
You could. But then if you go down and talk to the fine folks down in Anderson who did the same thing, it's working for them. They had an advisory measure. I don't even think they have like an advisory committee that's following it. They are putting it there.
Well, they trust their people.
They've hired more police officers. They've increased their patrols. They have more police dogs. I mean, Anderson has really taken what they've done and did it right. So there is an example of how people
it.
In Shasta County did well, this. So I don't know if, like, in Reading...
I'm not saying is that they won't do it. That's not what
right.
I'm saying. I'm just saying is that, okay, we have D. E really means nothing. It didn't mean anything in Anderson. Anderson just did it.
Right.
So really, we have to trust... If we don't trust our city council to do this after they brought it up and wrote it and said this is the way it's going to be, then they need to be replaced anyway.
Right.
That's why I just think that E is just kind of like it's window dressing.
Well,
it means absolutely... It has no impact. Legally, it has nothing.
No, but it does help with that process of
okay.
letting voters be able to say, yes, we definitely
okay.
want public
right.
safety.
Okay, now let's go real quick to the unfunded liabilities.
There's a lot of them.
So it's, is there a way out of this?
I don't know. I mean, you do have to have some more revenue. One of the things when Gary Kagg came in and talked with us was he did mention that the city does have some reserves, the rainy day funds. And like he said, it's raining. So he is suggesting that you pull some of that money out of reserves to help cover some of these costs. And you do get more money every year to put into reserves. It's not a static amount of money. But then do you then operate on such a shoestring where you don't even have your
no.
reserves there? And so you don't necessarily want to drain that all the way.
No, you can't do that.
You've cut and cut and cut where you can. They've already outsourced a lot. I don't know, you know. And,
well,
and everyone,
like they outsource for everything, though.
They're outsourcing quite a bit.
I mean, like, they did a $4,000 study on a $22 mistake for the DRBA after they did away
yeah,
with it.
Yeah,
I mean, whose idea was that?
I don't know. They got that $22, man. They
okay.
want that $22.
One last thing, then, before this thing on Davis, the Davis Swim Club.
Yes.
This, I don't know if people realize how huge the story is because... It was, you know, head of local. The Davis Swim Club, everybody, has said they're not bringing their people back here because they had one of their swimmers was groped and a couple others were chased out there at the swimming facility
mm-hmm.
down at
Caldwell.
Caldwell, and said, you know, we love coming to Reading. It's got a great facility. We love the people, but we're not bringing our kids back here unless you can guarantee their safety. This is going to send, I mean, this is huge because all the other swim clubs are going to get that one right away, too.
Right. And so that is also where then people are saying, yes, we need more money for more police to address these issues. And, you know, what? Do you hire, you know, private security, which I guess they do a little bit for those meets, but it just isn't enough.
I wish somebody would look at that. I think we're at that point. You know, I mean, we got guardian angels and a methadone clinic we're going for. I think it's a time that maybe the city should look at hiring private security to do things like patrol the trails and do this. I mean, yeah, you may be paying a little bit of money up front, but guess what? You don't pay for all the health and the retirements and all that. And now you've got safety. You've got people on the trail that can be armed or at least equipped with the type of equipment that can stop people from harming other people.
Right.
What do you think?
The trail's a long trail, but I do think that there needs to be something there. I think especially if you have events at Caldwell Park, have some sort of presence there to
yeah.
make sure that those teams are safe. I mean, if you know you have this problem in that park before one of these happens, do something. They were managed to clean up downtown before the big famous city council walk. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
And they went out to look and there were suddenly no homeless people around. It's
yeah.
like, what's the problem? Well, it can be done. So get out there and clean, you know, clear
right.
the people out. Find another place for them to go that day. Do something to make sure that these events can happen in a safe way. And that's just a temporary thing. That isn't the solution. You just can't keep moving them around. But until we find a more permanent, successful, efficient mm-hmm. solution, you know, you can't.
Right. Okay, let's go to the phones.
Something.
Terry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Thanks for waiting.
You know, the thought of saying that the city council would have to adhere to D and E is absurd. Political suicide. Those guys make $700 a month. I haven't seen too many people on city council run for governor. Not only that, but there could always be a spin a couple of years down the road of, well, we really need that money for something else. And if you can convince enough people, you know, so really and truly, the real deal is that we're so far in debt in CalPERS. I'm going to make a prediction, Carol. I'm going to predict by August of next year. And I don't know if you brought up the story or not or talked about what California is doing now about putting private businesses and people into their program so they can merge it with CalPERS. You know about that committee, right? You know about that's going on,
so,
right?
No, talk a little bit more about that, Terry.
Well,
we got a minute
that's
left
the
here.
Whole thing. That's some of the problems that we have, just like the IRS case. You said you were going to research it. You did not. You only put in Sally's letter. The real deal is we have $217 million, according to the record Searchlight, which is true, in unfunded liabilities. The problem is that was statistics from 2014. You can add 12% to that, which brings it to 315 with interest in all, $315 million. We have unfunded liabilities that's going to bring us bankruptcy. Okay? We have a city budget as far as the people who work for the city, including police, including fire, basically that's way out of line. As Bob Balanchi said, we're in line with Roseville. The problem is that the people in Roseville, and I know because I've spoken at Del Webb at a town hall there.
We have
and I know
45
many,
seconds.
Many people in that county because I work down there a lot.
Hey, Terry, you got 45 seconds, and you can have the final word.
Well, we should talk about it tomorrow then because the real deal is we're in normalcy here. We've got to get reality, and the Record Searchlight is not publishing anything. If they don't know what's going on in California with the public-private retirement plan, I don't know how to help them. It's all over the news. I don't even know how to help them.
Okay. Thanks, Terry.
Yeah.
No, thanks for that one, because I haven't heard that one before. Okay. Carol, thanks
all
for
right.
coming on every month.
Thank you. Just one more last thing. Democracy right. Pop-Up, October 8th. Come meet your candidates, 10 to 2 at Old City Hall.
You may actually even be here around that
well,
day somewhere. Anyway, Carol Ferguson,
down.
And next time bring Silas and Steve,
no,
or bring Steve.
Back
say how you know because he's been on a long time
thank
ago.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
And thank you, all
thank
of our listeners. Our listeners and
hey,
Bob.
Hey, tomorrow, great, great show going on tomorrow.
And Carol, you're pretty good yourself.
Well, you're even better than that. Hey, everybody, hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Roundhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Something's going on. That's Donald Trump's take on Hillary Clinton's latest health scare. Trump is sending get well wishes to Clinton, who's now resting at home. Clinton quickly departed a 9/11 ceremony yesterday. A video shows a Democratic presidential nominee staggering and eventually slumping forward before being held up by several people as she was helped into a van. Her campaign said nothing about it for 8 hours before revealing that Clinton had been diagnosed with pneumonia on Friday. University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato doesn't think we've heard the last about this from Trump.
Of course, Trump can't resist. He'll end up saying something about it. An unhealthy Hillary will probably match a crooked Hillary in his speeches.
In the past, Clinton has brushed aside questions about her health as part of what she calls a wacky strategy cooked up by Trump.